I have a confession to make, and that is that I have been hiding in my business, especially in social media. Believe me when I say that I feel you. I feel you when you tell me that you're afraid to show up online. Me too. When you worry that people won't get it. Me too. When you just want to be left alone for a while. Me too. When you're worried that at the end of the day, you're just too much. Me too. And I don't know if you ever look at me or listen to me and think that I have it all together over here. Nothing could be further from the truth. Nothing. And I hope you know that about me. I hope you feel that for me. I joke about it a lot as a manifesting generator because my energy can be so intense and chaotic. And I have so many things on the go, and nothing ever goes perfectly in my business world. Ever. One of the women in my Design to Profit community, she said, "You know, Vicky, I don't buy anything from you expecting the tech to work perfectly in the back end." Oh, but right now there is this massive push on social media to be our authentic selves. And it's not that I haven't been being authentic. I have been being authentic the whole way through. But we used to have this saying in the direct sales space, new level, new devil. Every time you would climb to a different rank, you would be faced with some other lesson, some other level of the same lesson a lot of the times. And it's the same in our online businesses. You have often heard me say that showing up online in your business is like showing up naked at your high school reunion in your 50s and beyond. And that has certainly been the case even more so in the last 6 months in the online space. You see, this thing came onto the market. Well, I know it was already here, but AI came onto the market, and everybody was afraid that it was going to replace them and they could just outsource their content to AI. It was going to make things faster and better. And you didn't have to show up and write all those captions and do all those things. You could even have, what do they call that? I'm not going to remember what it is. But I saw a reel of someone, she was sitting on her couch and just playing on her phone, having AI create the whole video of her, like a clone of her in a video. She didn't even have to be online on video anymore. So much more is possible. But what it has done is actually made it more beneficial, more important for us to actually show up and be real. Instead of everything getting polished and perfect and robotic, there is a push for messy, real life content. The carousels that are performing the best right now on Instagram actually look like story templates. They are messy, real life, showing the messy kitchen, showing the folding of the laundry, all the things. There's no more perfection. And I have been having a really hard time with this. Not because my feed was ever curated and perfect. God knows it wasn't. But right now I find myself doing so many things as a manifesting generator. If you're new here, you may not know that I went into business in a retail store. I'm not the sole owner. I'm on a trial with a partnership basis. I have a markets environment and my human design. I believe my greatest second line genius, second line natural gift is for sales and retail. I freaking love it. I could do it all day, every day. I don't want to do it all day, every day though, because I still love my online business. I want to do lots of things. And some of the things that I'm really allowing to hold myself back in the online space right now are, one, I'm afraid people won't hold the plot. I'm afraid that I am going to seem scattered and chaotic and all over the place. I had an accountant who went back 6 years, I think, in my taxes, and she said something to me that still cuts me. I still think of it, and I hear it in my ear all the time when I'm going to do something online. She said, "Yeah, I get it. You're a dabbler." Now, in those 6 years, my business made anywhere from $177,000 to $226,000 a year. She called me a dabbler. Most people in the online space never make even over $25,000. Only 6% of entrepreneurs ever reach six figures. And I do it consistently in my business. She called me a dabbler, which stabbed me through the heart as a manifesting generator, because I am here to dabble. I'm here to do all the things. I'm here to pivot. I'm here to put my energy all in on something when it's all in and then be done with it when I'm done with it. And when I go to show up on social media, so afraid that that is going to seem scattered to you. Even though I have evidence to the contrary, even though people say that I'm inspiring and exciting and all of the things, I don't see it as a gift much of the time. I'm afraid that I'm going to confuse the algorithm. We have been hearing since the beginning of time that we have to pick a lane and we have to niche down and we have to make it super tight for the algorithm. And I don't know what it's going to mean for the algorithm if I talk about human design one day and my retail store one day and crystals one day and all of the things. And at the end of the day, what I'm really afraid of is that I'm going to scare you off. That you're going to look into my life and you're going to say, my God, I could never keep up. She's going to make me do it like her. Because that happens for MGs. That happens with MG. There are so many MG coaches online who are, I'm going to say forcing, but that's not really the word, strongly encouraging others to build business like MGs. And I don't want you to do that. I don't ever want you to show up like me. I want you to show up with your beautiful energy in the way that you're designed to show up. Because if you were to show up like me, that wouldn't be authentic for your people. But my fear is that you're going to watch what I'm doing online and you're going to miss that I want you to do it your way. So I'm at this crossroads of new level, new devil, and it's uncomfortable. And I'm talking to you about this here today because I want you to know that you're going to always, always have another level of personal growth in your business. You are never going to get to the point where you're done. When you're done, you're dead. But as long as you keep growing and as long as you keep pushing, I don't like that word, but pushing through that angst, peeling off that other layer of conditioning. One of the things that really helped me was changing my bio. So bios have changed. In 2026, bios have changed. When I did my bio last, was probably last year sometime, and it was all about claiming my authority in the space, leading with my authority in the space. And for the last few months, I've looked at it and I've been like, oh my God, this is so gross. I actually hate this bio. Sounds like arrogant or something. I don't like it. And it didn't give me freedom to be me. It's like my bio was boxing me in even more. And I would see all these people showing up online and being all of themselves. And they had these really fun bios that were really about the vibe of their account. So one of the things that has been helping me is changing my bio, which sounds super simple. But look at your own bio. Does it need to change? It's no longer about the authority. That doesn't mean that you're not an authority in your space, but it's about the vibe of your account. What can people expect from you? It's really not about polished personas on social media anymore. If it ever was, I think there was some level of polishing that we all brought to the table prior to 2026. And like I said, with the implementation of AI on such a great scale, it's made the push for authenticity even more than ever before. So it's no more polished personas. It's your authentic vibe. And it's the vibe of your account. So many of the people who I admire that I am following really are showing more of their lives. Now, that does not mean that you have to show your kids and you have to show your relationship with your partner and all of the things of your, they don't get your whole life. But what you do want to show us all of it. What you're okay with showing, show us all of it. People want to see your real life. My OBM in my business, my online business manager, is my daughter. She's amazing and she's opening an agency. So if you want to connect with her, just send me a DM on Instagram and I'll connect you. She does incredible work and she has vetted incredible practitioners. That's not what they would be called. What would they be called? Providers in a VA agency to really help you get all of your ducks in a row. Anyway, I digress. She's amazing at social media. She's a millennial. She gets it. She's always had social media on some level since she was, I think, like maybe 8 years old or something. And it's different for us. It's different for us old dogs that are learning new tricks. I never refer to myself as old. I don't want to do that. Cancel that out, universe. But I was talking to her about this. I said, I'm having a really hard time showing so much of myself because I feel so all over the place. I'm bringing crystals in. I'm thrifting. I've got a retail store. I've got my human design business. I've got my community work. Got my grandkids, all of this stuff. And she said to me, Mom, because that's what she calls me, you have a really exciting life. And I'm like, what? I mean, I live in the house that I grew up in. I live in a town of 9,000 people. I am a hermit beyond hermits. I feel like I have, I'm going to say this not as a criticism, the way I want it to be, I have a small life, a small, beautiful life. And she said, you know, look at all of the women who follow you, who are in jobs that they hate, who are biding their time until retirement. That's something that I hear all the time in the work that I do. I'm just waiting 5 more years so that I can get my pension. And you know, I've always lived a life, and maybe it's because I'm a manifesting generator, but I've always lived my life that when I was done with something, I was done with it. I cannot imagine hanging on to a career that I absolutely hate for a pension. And that's not a criticism of you if you're listening and that's something that you're doing. But for me, that dog won't hunt. I just can't. I just can't. I've got the 5710 channel in my human design, the 3410, building a life that I love according to my convictions. I've got the 3457, the archetype of power. I have to do it my way. I work to mastery. 1648, mastery. 4629, cyclical. When I'm done, I'm done. I'm here for the whole experience. And I'm supposed to suck everything out of every experience and trust that I'm going to get what I was supposed to get and then be done. You see, I can know all of these things in my head. And you can know your human design in your head. But it doesn't do a damn bit of good if you don't continue to peel the layers for the rest of eternity. Because there's always another layer to peel off. So she tells me I have an exciting life and that would inspire people to be able to see it. And I'm betting that if you're here listening, you have an exciting life too. You're probably building a business. Most people never do that. Even if they dream of it, they stop themselves. Do you know how many women I meet in my retail store who have been dreaming of starting a business for a decade or more? They still haven't done it. But look at you. You're doing it. You have what it takes to show up online fully as you. Post what you're working on. Think about clustering your content. If you're also concerned about people losing the plot, think about clustering it. Maybe you're talking about one thing one week, or you're doing like 3 or 5 posts on one thing, and then you talk about something else for 3 or 5 posts. I see that working really well in the online space right now. Don't be afraid to repeat yourself. Because people need to hear things over and over and over again to really let them sink in. In my Design to Profit community, one of the members who I respect greatly, she has a killer online business. She said one of the things that she appreciates about me, and I didn't even really realize that I do this, is that I repeat things all the time. I don't come up with all of these new things to throw at people. It's all about building your sustainable business by building the skeleton in your business, the systems to hold your business, so that you can expand. And the same things come up over and over and over again. People require repetition. So how can you repeat yourself? What can you repeat? And then really, more than being polished or perfect, what's the vibe? What's your vibe online? No matter what your human design is, you are creating a community with your Instagram account or your Facebook account or TikTok or LinkedIn or whatever it is that you have. People are coming close to you. People are coming hither because of you and your vibe. So show the vibe. And you can follow along with me too. And you can hold my feet to the fire on this because I am peeling off another layer as we speak. And I'm going to be showing up differently online. I promise you that. And you can do it too.